We are learning Maseches Darim Daf Samach Dal Amud Aleph, and we're starting a brand new parak Rabbi Eliezer. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Pischim la Adam bechoid Aviv v'Imoy. We know that if someone makes a neder, they could go to the Chacham and try to matter the neder. One of the ways to matter the neder is through a Pesach, by saying that if you would have known this thing, you would never made a neder. So there's something called Kavod Aviv v'Imoy. The Rana Tupshatim that it means like this, that if they'll tell him that if you knew that if you make a neder, you've been embarrassing your parents. Why? Because someone who makes a neder is called a Rasha. And anyone's a Rasha, they say, you're a Rasha by Rasha. They call you a Rasha by Rasha. They consider your parents a Rasha also if you're a Rasha. So would you have been neder if we'd have been neder if we'd have known that they're going to make fun of your parents? Or a different lashon is that they'll say, you learn to be mezalzel medarim from them. They're also mezalzel medarim. So you have a Pesach now, built-in Pesach, basically for every single neder. You tell the guy, by the way, you know, if you would have known the embarrassing appearance when you made a neder, he says, no. So then, you can matter the neder. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you can do that. You can use that Pesach. And we'll see in the Gemara, the Pshat in this Machlekes. Chacham says it's also to do. And we'll see in the Gemara, two Pshat in the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Omer Rabbi Tzadik, I have even a better Pesach. Once you're making this type of Pesach, and you're saying that if you would have known that it's embarrassing to your parents that you're doing this neder, you would never make a neder, I have a different Pesach. You can make a Pesach by saying that that it's not covered for Hashem, because like the Ran says, that when you make a neder, it's being made of a kvod hamakom, because it says it's a free, it's like being neder b'melech atzmai. So you say, if you would have known that it's a B'zayin Chas Shalom Takar Baruch Hu, would you have done it? He says, no. So I have a Pesach then also. So Amru Lai, so Baran said back, no. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that there's no such thing as Pesach Mekvoid HaMakom, because in Kain, in Adarim, you'll never have any neder. You have a Pesach for every single neder. And you have to know what's the difference in Pesach of Imai and Makom, what's the Gemara. Maidim Chacham Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Davos, Shebein Noi, Lebein Av Imai, Shepesach Mekvoid Av Imai. Even the Rabbanon agree, if it's a neder that was directly directed onto your parents, for example, you asked the parents Bahana, then you could use the Pesach HaKvod of Imai by saying, if you don't know this is a zilzal to the Kavod of Imai, you have done it. And he says no, so then you could make that Pesach. And in Shulchan Aruch, we'll worry a little more that we're talking about here that because you're Asma Adasa, you can't take care of your parents. So let's say the parents are destitute, and you want to support them, so that you're going to tell the guy, if you would have known that you're mechuyev to help out your parents, would you make a neder? He says, no. Now the shaila is, why you're mechuyev to help out your parents? There's no din of kibra ve'aim from your own money. Terence is that al tzpasha al tzedakah. Al tzedakah, your parents go first. When it comes to tzedakah, the parents go first, because karav kaidim. So there, you could use that pasuk by saying, if you would know that your parents really need you, and you're chayef to do that, would you ever make a neder? And he says, no, that would be the Pesach. And that Pesach, even the Rabbanon agreed to. But Oidom Rav Eliezer. So the first part of the Mishnah was all about Pesach Mechvod Av Imai, Pesach Mechvod Av Makom, and the Gemara will discuss that. The second part of the Mishnah is about Noilad. But Oidom Rav Eliezer, this is another Chiddush. Pesach Ben Noilad. You can make a Pesach, something that's Noilad. What does Noilad mean? Noilad means something that right now was not here and only developed later on. So Rabbi Eliezer says you could place that Maseach B'Noilad. But Chum Oysim, Chum say you can't. Why not? So the Rana explains on Amud Beis that the reason why you can't use Noilad is because right now it's not around. This thing didn't happen yet. And are you going to anticipate this thing happening? That is not Matsu. So even if you would have told the guy that, you know, by the way, this might happen. Since it's not a thing that's matzui, it's not something that's usual, he'll make the neder anyway. Therefore, it's not a good Pesach. And then we'll give examples. Ketzad. Oma koinim she'inen el ish ployni. He says, I'm not going to have anah from that person. And that person was a regular Joe. And he said, I'm not going to have another person. V'nas a sefer. And it became a big rav. Or it became a sefer that writes sefer Torah. Tup shatim. The Taisa says, he became a sefer that writes Taurus. And the Rosh says he became a Chacham, and people need him all the time. So now, he needs him for Shilas. Oishay Masiyas Benoi, or now he's marrying off his son. This guy he said, he's not going to give Hanah to, so he said, he's not going to have enough from, now that guy's marrying off his son, and he wants to go to the Chasana. V'amma, ilu ha'isi yedea, shunasa soifo, oishay Masiyas Benoi, b'karev, lo'isi noida, whatever made the neder. notice the word Bekarev. Of course, the guy married for son eventually, but here he made the neder for 6 months. And he says, I don't know how Amina, he's a marry off his 15-year-old boy with the next 6 months. All of a sudden he marries off his boy, so it's not Matsu, it's Noilat. So the Shalit could use that as a Pesach. Lo Yisi Noida. So another example. Kainam Lubai Zesh and Nichlas for Nasim Ezek Nesses. So he says, I'm not going to walk into this house and turn to the shul. Omba, Ilo Yisi Deyash, Nasim Ezek Nesses, Lo Yisi Noida, we're not made in Edda. So Rav Leza, Matem, Chom Yisrim, repeat it over, because like the Ryan says, a bunch of cases, so repeat it over. Rav Leza holds, you could use this Pesach, even though it's Noilat, the Chom say it's Asir. What's the rationale behind this? So we know Pshat and the Rabbanon. I've seen the Gemara Pshat and Rabbi Yezer, but the Rabbanon hold that there's no Pesach b'Noilat. Why? Because right now it's not there, and therefore you can't say it's a mistake because it wasn't here yet. He should have anticipated it, but Lemaisa, that's not something that he anticipates, and therefore he would have made the neder anyway because it was so far fetched. He never would have even cared about that. So you would tell him, you know, by the way, this guy might become a Talmud Chacham. So say, yeah, I don't worry about that. I'm making that anyway. So therefore, you can't use that as a Pesach, and therefore the halacha is that it's also according to Chacham. And there's a holds that it could be Pesach Benoila. Now, the Ran speaks out over here, and this whole thing, the Aim Pesachim B'Chvayr HaMakim, Dafka, because it's B'Chvayr HaMakim. But let's say it's one mitzvah. Let's say it's one mitzvah. And you say that, you know, if you would have known this is a mitzvah, you wouldn't have done it. So then it is a good Pesach. It is a good Pesach. We have to explain it when we learn the Gemara. We have to explain the reason, because there's no reason why what's not a good Pesach. But it said in the Mishnah that Kvoid HaMakim is not a good Pesach. But Kvoid one mitzvah is a good Pesach. And we have to see, as we learn the Gemara, what's the beer, Hadvarim. And we have to come back to that idea. But that's the first Mishnah, basically, the Ram points out, that if someone says, if you would know that if you hate this guy, you would have been neither, and that is called Pesach. We'll have to explain it while, when we see the Gemara, what's the reason, in Rabbi Yehuda Chacham, then we'll explain all these things.